Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Read About It podcast. It's Friday, I'm Reed, and this is About It. And today, the podcast, of course, deals in all things random and pop culture. Today, I want to discuss the latest television retread and also Lost and trying to avoid it. Yeah, and we'll discuss that in a second. First, though, this just seems to be the big issue right now. It's not really pop culture, but it might as well be. Gas is up to well over $3 a gallon where I'm living here, and it's I keep hearing about, well, oil is so and so much a barrel now, and I'm thinking, geez, who can afford a barrel of it at this point? It's kind of ironic to me now that we're talking a lot about politics with the voting still going on and the primaries and everything else, and all the issues and everything that comes up, and I don't think there's any possible issue as near to people's hearts on a daily basis as just getting robbed at the gas pumps for $3-4 a gallon. I really don't think that the powers that be in Washington have taken this into account, that if somebody would go out and go, I promise to you that I can get gas down to $2 a gallon within the next year and we'll work it back down again. If I have to boil people down for fossil fuels, I'll do it. The support that candidate, he or she, would get immediately. Because if you can't afford to put gas in your car and go to work, none of the other issues matter. I mean, if there was a guy on my corner who, if it was two gay illegal immigrants who got married in Massachusetts and moved to Texas to sell gas, and they were selling gas for $1 a gallon, there would be people still backed up for miles and miles to get into there and never think about the significance of it. Telling you, it seems like such a simple thing, and yet it doesn't seem like anybody's listening, does it? I'm going to be one of those bike riding dorks before this is all over with. I can tell with the oddly shaped hats. Ooh, yeah, that's gonna be me. I'm just not gonna have to park the car and plant something in it. Other pop culture-ish stuff, kind of sad news. Arthur C. Clarke has died. Great novelist, influential. It is such a pity to me that he could not have held on just a little bit longer and had a chance to write something, you know, that would really be enduring, like the new version of 90210 that they're going to come out with. Really? That's all we got? I thought the writer's strike was over. I thought they didn't have to do the retreads. 90210, let's see. Here's something that was it was a big hit that basically everybody on it was cursed to either not have a career or be in a car wreck or worse, be Brian Austin Green and Shannon Doherty. I thought really we'd learn our lesson from that, but apparently we haven't. And so just like everything else that was a big hit for a little while, they'll bring this back and it won't be a big hit again. It was a certain moment in time. And 90210, I can remember the first time I ever noticed it was on because Fox had nothing else. It was like 90210 and Herman's Head and those early episodes of The Simpsons where everybody's head is strangely shaped and when animals attack, and that was about it. And 90210 came out. They had new episodes over the summer, which was the first time anybody had ever thought of doing that. And so when that happened, people watched because there wasn't anything else on. Fox was ahead of its time. They took so many chances, I guess, in the early days. Something had to be ahead of its time. But eventually, it died out. And the sad thing is it died out, and it still spent another 4 or 5 years on the air. So if you can, find a rerun of 90210 sometimes. Just watch it and see how badly everything is shoehorned in there. I mean, it's like they felt like they were going to go off the air at a moment's notice, and they spent all the time talking about social issues and talking social issues like three and four at a time. Like Brandon's on the school paper, and he's faced with racism and has a gambling habit, and Steve drives drunk into a brothel. You know, it just everything happens at once in those things. There's never any consequences, and there's never anything really happened. It's just at the end of the show, well, we've solved racism. Well, it's all better now. So not exactly looking forward to the new stuff. But again, if it curses the cast, I don't know. And you know, somewhere like Ian Ziering and Brian Austin Green are going, well, maybe we're teachers at the school. Maybe that's it. Maybe we should have a cameo role. The other thing is I am watching Lost, as I pointed out before. You can actually see how far along I am here on the Read About It homepage. I'm on season 3. I'm a little more than halfway through with it. I do enjoy it, but only because when an episode comes on that sucks, I don't have to wait another week or 6 months to watch the next one. And I fully understand this. I don't love it, but I've got so much invested in it, I got to keep watching it. So it's still good enough to keep me going. But here's the question. Thanks to the DVR and DVDs and all the advances in technology, you can watch TV whenever you want to. you can, you don't have to just stay by the television and wait for the next episode of Sopranos to come on. You know, you can go get the DVDs. You can get everything up to date. I have the first three seasons of Lost. I have the rest of them saved on the DVR, so I'll just boom right into them. The problem here is that you have to stay away from everything else. And as a pop culture guy, I hang out in a lot of circles where people like to talk about television, you know, online and real person, sending me emails about, you know, various things. And I got to tell them, stop talking about Lost. I don't want to know anything. I walked in the door tonight and Kimberly was watching Lost and I see a guy who's not supposed to be on there and they mentioned something about something I'm not supposed to know. And I had a little crying fit. I just fell on the floor in a fetal position crying, why was he there? What is he done? I'm confused. So you got to stay away from it. At work tonight, a guy said, you know, this is, as soon as I get home, I'm going to watch Lost. And I swear, I almost punched him right in the mouth just so he couldn't tell me what's going on because I'm still about 12 episodes behind. Has there ever been anything like that for you that you've tried to stay away from it? Like you taped the Super Bowl and you didn't want to know, or The Last Dallas or anything like that? Has there ever been anything like that for you? It's very frustrating because you're alive and you're living in the moment, yet but there's a piece of you that still wants to stay right there with that and not allow anybody else to tell you about it. Because I've tried on many occasions to keep a football game or basketball game on my DVR or on videotape and watch it when I get home after work or whatever, and almost without fail, somebody screws it up for me. At the last minute, somebody with a set of headphones on that's listening to the game on the freaking radio will just turn around and go, yeah, Texas is up on Oklahoma 26-21. And the laws in Texas are, you know, pretty liberal on crime, but they don't allow you to kill people like that. So I got to keep going. So hopefully I'll be caught up and able to talk about that within the next week or so. But anyway, that will do it for today's edition of the podcast. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We certainly do appreciate it. And again, it's the royal we, because that's just me. But we'll be back with more next week on the podcast. By the way, some of you astute watchers, listeners, readers, whatever, will notice that we're getting some classic read columns. Yeah, I'm getting lazy. I'm throwing a couple of those in. Some of my greatest hits on days when nothing else is really popping up, just to keep new stuff on the blog, because not everybody was reading a couple of years ago. There's 400 unique entries on the blog. So I'm trying to pick one that people haven't looked at in a little while. So just to keep people coming in. So we'll have more on the podcast next week and more entries back here at readaboutit.com starting on Monday. Thanks to everybody for listening. And as always, have a good weekend, have a good holiday, have safe travel, and Seacrest out.